Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An amazing new original series presented by Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel debuts today. It is called Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, Forever. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I'm very excited to share this today. Mm-hmm. We have been waiting for this moment.
Today is the day.
Today is the day that this original 13-week series airs, and it airs on TBN. TBN is the fifth largest television network in the entire world. So this will begin in America. It'll eventually be translated and be shown worldwide. But it begins tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and then everything in between. It also airs tomorrow, and it airs on Fridays. So it will air three times throughout the week at different times. But this series is 13 weeks. The first episode begins tonight. This idea came to be in 2015. And in August of 2015, Holly, we took a film crew with us with Impact Productions. We had three people on the trip, and they were embedded in the Covenant Journey group of college mm-hmm. students that we have as part of our Covenant Journey program to take Christian college students to Israel. And so they were there for that entire episode, that entire tour. They got all kinds of video. And they went back again in 2016, several weeks, multiple crews. And this thing is now getting ready to debut. But it tells stories of amazing insights. Each episode is divided into three sections, each one with a story through different people.
Right. You see Israel through their eyes, through their experiences, and through their heart, which I think is so important and has such an impact as a viewer. You know, I think one of our crew, her name was Andrea, she said three of the most significant things that have ever happened to her during that taping, Matt.
Yeah, she did. And she has been doing film documentaries for quite
for years,
some time and,
yeah.
and film production and so forth. And she said this particular, and it's not just her, but it's others as well. In fact, when she came to Orlando to show us the rough cut of the very first episode mm-hmm. that actually airs tonight, it's called Homecoming. It's about Jews from around the world having this unexplainable draw to come back home to Israel. And
Aliyah,
it's told
right? yeah.
through their stories. And she is debuting this rough cut. And as she's sharing with it, she tears up. You remember that?
Yes.
She tears up. Here's somebody who's done lots of different varieties of documentaries and movies. And this one has impacted her more than anything else. And it's not just her. It's the other people that have been part of the Covenant Journey trips and also the filming on this particular episode. One time, Matt, we were having dinner. I was there filming 2016, and she wanted to find an Orthodox Jew who had a name David. And they were saying, even before this, the two people that I was having dinner with the film crew, they said, you know, if we ever do another film episode of something else after this series, don't expect to see in that what we're seeing here. Because they said, things have happened here. Come together, mm-hmm. miracles that they never even experienced before on anything else. And so while we're talking about that, she asked me if I knew an Orthodox Jew by the name of David. I said, yeah, I do. I know one. Well, about after that happened, there's this Orthodox Jew that comes in, sits down at this table behind us. It's a group of people. They all stand up because he's somebody of some dignitary. I didn't know who he was. And he sits down in the middle and he starts talking to them. I asked the waitress and the waiter, who is that guy? Oh, well, he's the rabbi for the Ashkenazi. There's two head rabbis of all Israel. One wow. of the Ashkenazis, one of the Sephardic Jews. He's the top guy of the Ashkenazis.
Wow.
What's his name?
Oh, we can only guess.
Guess yeah. what his name is.
David.
David.
yeah.
He's highly well
That's
thought
awesome.
Of within Israel.
Wow.
I go up and talk to him. We had just finished talking about how on this filming of the series, these amazing things that just don't happen in other series happen. Well, and that was just an example of one of those many situations.
Wow. Well, you mentioned that, you know, yesterday on Faith and Freedom, you talked about the first three episodes, Homecoming, Neighbors, talking about the surrounding Arab nations around Israel, uncommon heroes from Moses and Gideon to King David and Queen Esther, how it all ties, you know, from the historical and into the contemporary, into today's Israel. The story you just related really is a small miracle, and right. Israel is a land of miracles, and that's what episode four hits on the trio of miraculous accounts involving technology, the military, agricultural advances that are occurring in Israel today, things that defy all odds, how they turned a desert wasteland into a vibrant, lush land that produces some of the best agriculture and agricultural advances in the entire world.
Yeah, lots of things in agriculture and technology. We benefit from it. Your cell phone technology, that happened in Israel.
USB.
Your USB that you use for your computer, your processors, medical technology, cures for different kinds of diseases. You name it, goes on and on. Drip irrigation. You see these little hoses that are out there around gardens that have drip irrigation. Not the ones that just push water out, but it's called drip irrigation, invented in Israel. It just goes on and on. Cherry tomatoes that you eat in your salads.
Delicious,
Israel,
by the way. Yeah.
All came from Israel. You know, I was standing in line after getting off the airplane, and there was a man who lives in New York and lives in Israel. He's got a business in Israel, so he's in Israel a lot. He's a Jewish person, and we're getting ready to go through the customs as we're checking off the airplane, and we're talking to him about the series, and I told him about the series, and I said, you know, we've got one series, and the one that you just mentioned has the military. Well, not only the military in terms of its amazing strength and successes over the years, but also it's very unique. It has a section in the military for autistic soldiers. They don't push them away, they bring them in. And what do they use them for? They have the uncanny ability to be able to crack codes.
Wow.
Numbers, languages. So these autistic soldiers are the only ones in the world that are in the military, and these have a special job, and that's in the intelligence gathering.
That's God not letting anything or anyone go to waste.
Using everyone's gifts.
Yeah. This man didn't know about it. He's frequented Israel. He lives part-time in Israel. That's why I'm saying that no matter how much you know about Israel, you will learn something amazing. The series is designed to educate and inspire you and to whet your appetite for more about Israel. It starts tonight, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, and everything you calculated in between. And then it also airs tomorrow. There's a special airing tomorrow. But it regularly airs on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And then Fridays, it will also air at 1:30 a.m. Pacific, 4:30 a.m. Eastern. So it has all different kinds of time frames. You can learn about those time frames and where it is being shown. It's all over the country on every TBN station, one of the biggest networks in the world. And that will be airing beginning tonight. Go to lc.org for more information.
Matt, let me ask you this. One of the things I think people are going to walk away with from this, in a time when in the past 8 years we've seen, even from the United States and in the previous administration, really overt hostility toward Israel and kind of a sympathetic stance toward some of the hostile nations, Arab nations surrounding Israel, I think people will walk away with more of a comprehensive understanding of why it's so critical that the United States, from both a spiritual and a geopolitical standpoint, why the United States continues to ally itself with this tiny but great and transcendent nation that has such biblical history and world history that will continue on for sure.
And the one that God has chosen, I mean, he definitely, you know, that's from where our Messiah comes from and where he will return.
Yes, and we have a Liberty Counsel and CIDI publication you can get free. It's called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. You can go to lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon. It'll take you to the link where you can get your Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family booklet free, and you can learn more about it. We have the Israel Matters bumper stickers and Israel Matters buttons. We also have, when you go to that icon, you can click on it, this incredible National Geographic kind of level tabletop book that is multicolored, 240 pages, called Why Israel Matters. All of this is part of the launch of this series. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for this series and support Liberty Counsel with your contributions. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.